Hey, it's KKFN and KKFN HD1 Long Want Denver. Don't worry about it. No. Don't worry about it. Just had to get it in.
All I was going to say was, because you're so open about sharing it, it is crazy to learn all these things about your life and to know all of that and where you are now. Like, the fact that you ended up on top of all that stuff and everything you had to go through, it's pretty inspiring, man. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but there's some...
A lot of luck involved.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the luckiest thing is whoever this guy is.
I know.
That's the craziest part of it.
I'm lucky that that's the guy that...
Yeah. I mean, it's insane.
Because it's... I don't know. My mom's big, though, and her brothers are big, and...
Hey, listen, man.
They're not this big.
Yeah, it sounds like your mom was having, you know, could have been anybody.
It was in the Pittsburgh area, so she could have been a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Short guy. It could have been.
I just didn't... I like have this whole
I'm going through
made up story in my head about who my dad is. He was this Pittsburgh Steeler out of a bar one night. Next thing you know, they're in a bathroom.
Dude, who could the Pittsburgh Steeler
line
be? Who could the guy be? You're like Mike Webster. Would have to be a white dude. Steeler guy. 70s. What year were you born?
90.
90. Oh, we could go 80 Steelers. Nah, Chad Brown, that's no way, right? No.
Dad?
No. Chad. So 1990? Yeah. 1990?
February.
So we're talking late 80s Steelers. Now, this is a fun game. Who could Derek Wolfe's dad be? Late 80 white dude Steelers. This is crazy. We got to get a roster. What was the 19?
Hold on. I want to piggyback on Richie, what you said, that it's an inspiration. What pushed, I never wanted to be like a victim. You know what I mean? I always wanted to be like a survivor of this stuff because I've seen too many people from where I'm from that are going through a lot. A lot of people had it worse than I did. They had it way worse. Like, they might have had their parents, but their parents were both hill jacks. Mm. You know, they didn't care about anything. Oh, yeah. Beat them up every day and just, you know, didn't do anything for them. But they used it as a crutch, and now they're, a lot of them are dead. Mm. So it's like, or they're dead or in jail.
Dude, your story, crazily, is almost identical to my father-in-law.
And where I mean, it's Appalachia, man. That's what happened. But that's the way that, it's just a screwed up place, man. It's the forgotten part of America. Like, they don't care about that area. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about what happens in Appalachia.
What probably helped you is you were actually at least near a bigger... I mean, I know you went to a lot of different schools, but at least you were near somewhere that had football. Like,
football is... If it wasn't for football, that's why...
Right. Because you could have been really in the boonies where they don't have football. You could have been.
Yeah, but there's football everywhere there.
Well, all right.
I mean, I've been to some of... there's a place called Webster Springs, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. Yeah. All the houses are on cinder blocks. Right. And they still have football there.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
I'm just looking for that roster for the 19. What month is your birthday?
February.
February. So we got to back that up to like March or April. So we're looking at the 1990, looking at the 1989 Steelers. Or the 1990 Steelers. Could be 89 or 90 Steelers. Because they could have been on the team. They could have been on the team in the spring. They could have been a free agent. And, you know, could have been just signed that year. Or they could be on the team.
Let's check it out.
We call this segment, Dad! Played for the Steelers. That's it. It's Dad with a question mark. Played for the Steelers.
Peeling back the steel curtain. Who is Derek's dad?
They went 9-7 that year.
So, all right. It was sort of year. We're going the 89 Steelers or we're going to do the 90 Steelers? What's our first guess?
I'm looking at the 89 right now.
You know what you got to look at? 1990 free agent Steelers. Who were the free agents signed in 1990 to the Steelers? Because you're new in town and you just want to settle in. But you could look at 89 too. Could be an existing player, no doubt about it. I just don't want to discount the 1990 Steelers. Any good candidates there? Think it's an offensive guy or a defensive guy?
Gotta be a defensive guy.
All right, we should actually name any names. This is, we're probably going down a bad road right now. So we'll leave it alone.
That guy's not tall enough.
It can't be Chad Brown.
Nope.
That Steelers linebacker with the long blonde hair. Who is that guy? Kevin. Not Kevin Bacon. Come on, man. Long blonde hair. Was a coach. Played for the Panthers, I think. Passed away at a young age, unfortunately. Kevin Green! What if Kevin Green's your dad? Is my mic on? I don't think my mic's working. I don't think my mic's on.
Your mic is on.
Oh, you can hear me? I can't hear myself. I fixed it. Oh, yeah, something's going on. I screwed it up. All right. All right, Derek, we still have to do the show here.
I know, but I'm trying to see it, find a picture of the team.
Well, we already figured it out. It's Kevin Green. We nailed it. That's terrible. I'm sure it's not Kevin Green. Well, it makes sense. Was he on the team?
Bubby Brister.
Bubby! No way Bubby's your dad. could Bubby be your dad?
Merle Hodge?
Way too short.
Dang.
Bubby's pretty tall, though. Bubby would be an all right guess. Merle Hodge, no way. Too short. No, I think you got to look at the linebacking crew, dude. Could it be an offensive lineman? Maybe. Who was their quarterback in 1989? The Pittsburgh Steelers. Was it Bubby? Was Bubby the quarterback back then?
Mike Malarkey.
Oh, that sounds like a
tight end.
Full of malarkey. Tight end? That'd be disappointing. Could it be a penguin?
Could be. Could be a pirate.
Could be a pirate.
Dirty pirate hooker.
Could be a dirty pirate hooker. I mean, maybe Mary Lemieux's your dad. Can you imagine if Mary Lemieux is tall? He's a big dude. Jack Lambert.
Somebody said that if I put my DNA into the Ancestry.com thing, I have done that.
Yeah.
And it's...
What came up?
Nothing. Really not, like, it just shows where nothing has come from that. We did that years ago.
Have we ruled out the possibility that you were made in a lab?
Could have been.
Because, or that your dad was actually just like wide receiver?
What is the difference between, okay, listen, don't get upset, everybody, but what is the difference between Jesus and I? Because Jesus apparently was just tossed into the womb.
Greatest question ever on this show.
Jesus knew who his dad was.
But he questioned it for a long time.
40 days, I think.
We are going down a path right now. KJ with the crossed arms. KJ's not having this. KJ's not. Look at him. We found that we crossed the line with KJ. That's it. When we get KJ off the mic with crossed arms, I know we've gone too far. So let's out of due respect for everybody. What can I do here? Chuck Knoll,
nope.
Andy Van Slyke. That's a baseball player there. I can help you out with some of the baseball guys there, Derek. I know those. You know, Chad Brown guess absolutely killed me.
I said Terry Bradshaw.
I mean, Terry would be bouncing. That's not the craziest idea.
It's really not,
because I mean, it could be a visiting retired Steeler as well. You know, it could be somebody that's in town for a little bit.
If that's the case, you need to get your dad off of TV. It's time. It's time to get dad off of TV, if that's the case.
Wolf inspires me with this story so much. Thanks, Wolf. Oh, that's nice. Kevin Green. Let's see. Your show sucks anymore. Actually, that's like, what does that mean? Your show sucks anymore. Could the show suck anymore? Is that what you're trying to say?
Grammar's hard is the moral of the story.
Just tuned in. WTF, this is amazing. That's true.
Look at my body. It ain't worth a f***, but I was an All-American because I f***ing ripped your neck out.
Maybe it's that guy. Yeah, definitely not Bubby. A lot of Kevin Greens.
Yeah, everybody's pretty convinced.
Everybody's like Kevin Green. I mean, that, you know, boy, everybody thinks it's Kevin Green. Neil O'Donnell, quarterback, I doubt it.
I don't know. That was my first position. I wore number 5 because they didn't have number 4.
Look at the people chiming in here. Holy cow. Damn. Is this the driver, Maury Povich? I mean, you know, you go where you go. Free agency didn't exist in 1989. Is that right? Is that for real? Like, there wasn't free agency in 1989? That can't be right.
Fair. Merle Hozier. Neil O'Donnell, or this guy says. That's funny.
No. Yep. I don't know. Wouldn't you be disappointed if it was a quarterback?
No.
Come on. Can't be a quarterback.
Somebody said it's going to be some buff steel worker.
I mean,
that's probably what
I mean, that's not crazy.
No.
I mean, that's
one time she told me it was
likely.
One time she told me it was a coke addicted truck driver. That's what she told me. And I was like, what, really? And she's like, no, that's not true.
At what age did she tell you that? What are these conversations with mom?
Oh, they're wild.
How old were you when she told you your dad might have been
I was like in high school or something.
Like, is she joking around with you, or is this a serious conversation?
No, she was trying to just get me off the scent. Trying to get me to leave her alone.
Hey, Derek, I just got to be honest with you. All right, finally, mom. It was a coke-addicted truck driver.
That's exactly what it was. And then, like, a couple weeks later, she's like, I was lying. And I was like, what?
So for 2 weeks, you just assumed it was a coke-addicted truck driver.
Yeah.
You thought she was, like, being serious. Dude,
she was out of her mind. She would, like, pull up on me with some new boyfriend out of nowhere and be like, get in the car. You're coming with me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Leave me alone. And this guy, one time this guy stepped out of his, he had like a blazer, mm-hmm. You know, those old blazers, it was a blue blazer. Mm-hmm. And he chased me down the road in the car and finally stopped and tried to get out. And I threw a brick through his window.
How old were you then?
It's like 13,
14. Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
He wouldn't fight me. He was scared.
Yeah, you said you kind of grew appropriately, like you were always big.
Yeah,
like you never had
consistently big.
Yeah, you never had the growth spurt that you hear so many guys.
No.
So you were a big dude at 13, 14.
Yeah.
Bigger than most people.
Oh, yeah, I was 210 pounds.
So you're like a grown man at 14.
Yeah.
Like physically, at least.
Yeah, I was big. Big dude.
Throwing bricks through windows.
Chase me. Tried to hit me with a car. I don't know if he's trying to hit me, but I felt like he was trying to hit me.
I love how you always kind of laugh after these stories.
Because what am I going to cry?
I don't know. Yes, Richie.
Somebody did raise a good question on the text line. If WWF was in town during the weekend that this happened, could Thunderlips be Derek's father?
Or could it be Kane? Because WWE was here, and I was walking down the hallway, and Kane and I went eye to eye, and he was like, looking at me like, do I know you?
You're same height as Kane?
Do I know you? Yeah.
It's definitely not Thunderlips because you'd be taller than Hulk. And he's 6'9". He's got you. Kane was the same size as you?
Oh, yeah. We were, like, identical.
Yeah, because Hulk's got... He's 6'9".
He's huge.
Yeah, it wouldn't be him.
Yeah, maybe. If 6'9 and 5'11 make a baby, it's probably going to be a big baby.
He'd be bigger than 6'9".
Yeah.
No doubt.
Would have been a left tackle. Or I've been a 7-foot all-star in the NBA. Just yamming it. Just breaking backboards.
You'd have made more money in the NFL. You'd have been left behind in the NBA.
Why would you say that?
7-footers are dime a dozen, man.
Yeah, but they don't have that dog in them.
Yeah, that's a fair question. Looking back on it, assuming that your physique and your mentality and all that is the same,
yeah,
and you could have trained for it, like you wouldn't have played college football, you could have played high school, college basketball and done that route, would you, what professional sport do you think you would have played or it, would you do differently?
If he was what, 6'9"?
If he's who he is now.
But 3 inches taller, is that what you're saying?
Sure, yeah.
Well, if you're 7 foot, you'd be a basketball player.
Yeah, if I was 7 foot.
There are no 7 foot football players.
But if I was, with my athletic ability, and I was 6'9", 6'10", I don't know. Maybe basketball would have been a... I liked playing basketball. I was too physical for it.
Like, yeah, you'd only be a rebounder.
We played that scrape basketball. Had to take this kid's Jordans one time.
I think you'd have to be 7 feet to have a shot in the NBA.
Yeah, probably. Definitely 7 foot.
Did the Cincy basketball coach ever talk to you about playing on the team?
No.
Oh, okay.
Kidding me?
I think 6'9", you would have been a tackle. You wouldn't have been able... Oh, did you see about Calais?
Yeah, with the Falcons?
Yeah, you screwed up, man.
I didn't screw anything up.
You're such a disappointment.
Oh, my God.
You screwed the whole thing up.
Sounds like... Yeah, not the first time I heard that, bud. Won't be the last, either.
I'm joking, but I just heard the news. And it came down to four teams. Did you see the four teams? Dude, I think it was...
What were the four teams?
I think it was the Jets, Dolphins, Falcons where he went, and there was another, like, East Coast sort of team. I wonder if I saved that. But he's going to the Falcons.
Yeah.
So it never, like, that never turned out to be anything.
No.
Well, that kind of sucks, don't you think?
Yeah. I thought that would have been a
what
great
happened?
Addition.
Yeah, what happened to that? Ah, shoot, I didn't take a screenshot of it. Maybe you guys could find it, but it was somewhere where the four teams were. I could have sworn it was Jets, Dolphins, Falcons, or somewhere else. But he goes to the, do you think the Broncos might have missed something out there? And guys, can you find out what his financial deal was, like what he got from the Falcons to do that? Because that would be interesting. Like, where are the Broncos willing to go with depth and where they're not willing to go? That I would be kind of curious about that.
Somebody sent a picture of Jack Lambert and said it's probably this guy.
Well, I mean, look, yeah.
Could be.
He could have been for a reunion. He's a 70s guy. I mean, you have the spirit of Jack Lambert. Have you ever seen videos of Jack Lambert?
Yeah.
Dude, you
animal.
Total. Insano.
You got to remember, I grew up there watching. All they'd show is old Steelers.
Steel curtain.
Steel curtain. Yeah. It's like, that's everything back there. Like, everywhere you go, it's the steel curtain.
Right.
Like, you'll see terrible towels everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yep. Did you know, I got a did you know for you. Did you know for your playoff, no, you weren't on the team, sorry.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, I don't think he's tall enough. I was just going to say, for the Tebow Steelers game, the Broncos were so overwhelmed with terrible towels in previous games against the Steelers, they made sure to provide orange towels for that particular game on purpose so the stadium wasn't overrun with terrible towels in here in Denver. That's all. That was before you got here. Do you want any of these guys to be your dad? Like, if you could pick, who would
if
it
I
be?
Could pick, it'd be somebody with a ton of money. Because I'm going to need some of that.
Well, it wouldn't be any of the 70s football players.
No.
They're all broke.
That's why it needs to be like an owner. Or somebody like...
An owner?
Yeah, or like somebody that owns the steel mill. And sold it to China.
What would you do if you
found... Not just the worker, not just lung.
Hey, man, seriously, what would you do if you when you found out who your dad was, your real dad? What would you do?
Oh, I'd punch him right in his nose. What do you mean?
And it's then not, I'd, but
it'd be like... It'd be, well,
on,
you ever heard the song by Johnny Cash, My Name is Sue?
Yeah, but
How
on.
Do you do? Now you're gonna die?
Yeah, but why is it his fault? Not to be a total jerk here, but like, why is it on him?
Somebody's got to be blamed
for
this.
But he might not know. What if he has no idea? How do you know he's not?
He definitely doesn't know. Or that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's either somebody who has no clue. There's three choices here. There's somebody who's dead.
Right. That's always possible.
Has no idea. and doesn't remember that night either.
Right.
Or it's some really wealthy guy that has a family and can't say and had to just like.
And does know.
And does know.
And she does. And she really does know.
And she. But now, because I think she'd be getting taken care of.
Yeah,
because
she fleeced that other dude for years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, she'll. Yeah, she has no problem taking advantage of somebody, trust me.
So what if it was just a dude like, you know, he was having a night, right? And he's actually a good dude.
Maybe go take him on a hunting trip.
Seriously, it's not the craziest thing in the world, man. Like, how do you know you're not halfway through the movie right now? How do you know you're at the end of the movie right now?
How do you know?
How do you really know?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. That's the problem.
That is pretty crazy when you think about that, huh? I mean, seriously, what if? That's nuts. All right, well. I think we're late for a break now. I think the Avs are playing tonight, but, you know, who cares? This is the Drive on the Fan.
Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
I gotta give the Nuggets some props, man. To put Jokic on the injury report with calf tightness is pretty funny. Our guy Jay Will on ESPN earlier today.
Jokic and Jamal Murray. It was always an excuse for Jokic, and it was it was fine. I take the excuse for him. Because last year, guys were hurt. Jamal Murray was hurt. Michael Porter Jr. was hurt. Well, now this team is loaded. Jamal Murray's healthy. They have the best record in the West. Jokic is in the MVP conversation again, has a chance to win it for the third consecutive year. Aaron Gordon is healthy, playing defense. Michael Porter Jr. is shooting the ball well from outside. They are completely healthy. No excuses for the team that has dominated the Western Conference for the whole year.
I don't think they're looking for any excuses. Hey, did you finalize everything with tomorrow night? You good on the floor?
No, not yet. But I do want to credit Abby on the whole DNA test thing. Because she was the one that, like, took the initiative.
Okay.
And she had to, like, communicate with these people. And it was...
Why did she care?
Well, she just thought that it would be something that would...
Good for you?
Yeah, be good for me.
So she was the captain of that ship?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was it was a disaster trying to deal with these people. Yeah. Like, they just... They're drug addicts, man. Like, it's impossible to get them to...
do anything.
Yeah.
So just getting them on the phone.
Yeah, so like just, like, getting them on the phone. And then the conversations you're having is just... So she had to do all that. And so, like, thank you for doing that.
Good try.
Great try.
Great try.
She still thinks it's the Bruce guy. Because, you know, like, she did a deep dive into his... Instagram. She said we cross our legs the same way.
She figured it out. I got more Nugget stuff here, but you want more Nugget stuff or not?
Yeah.
All right. Brian Windhorst says nobody's afraid of anybody in the West.
Durant, LeBron, Curry, and the rest of those Warriors, they smell something. They smell weakness in the Western Conference. Don't confuse all this stuff.
Wow, you want to talk about desperation out of ESPN to make things interesting. KJ, come on, man. I mean, come on. You got ESPN guys saying the Nuggets the smell of fears around.
Yeah, what are they talking about?
It's
BS.
ESPN pushing narratives. That,
holy cow.
Typical,
this is ridiculous.
Typical Disney.
Let me go back here.
LeBron, Curry, and the rest of
them. They are so desperate to have... I heard the Disney thing. They are so desperate to have the Lakers be relevant at all. So desperate. Do you think the Nuggets are afraid of LeBron James and the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs? Are you nuts?
Nope.
They should be.
Oh, my God, Drew. Really? Seriously?
For real.
We haven't heard from you in 3.5 hours, and this is what you're going to come back with?
He was back there just shaking his head. He couldn't believe what we were talking about.
The whole time.
You're not wrong.
The wheels falling off the show.
He's like, what's happening?
No, the wheels didn't fall off. The train fell completely off the cliff.
He's in his Jackson Pollock t-shirt, and now he's going to tell us, like, LeBron is going to be the answer for the Lakers.
Yeah, Drummond, I need to see you in my office here in a little
bit.
What
are we talking about?
Coming in hot like this.
Jeez.
They're not scared.
Do you really want to bang that drum?
They're not scared of anybody.
Are you being serious?
I'm not banging the Lakers drum, but...
Yeah, you are.
There's nobody, there's nobody in the West that's afraid of the Nuggets.
Hey, we can find an apartment
on the way out.
We can find an apartment in New Jersey for you to live in if you want. Let's hear the rest of this.
Those Warriors, they smell something. They smell weakness in the Western Conference. Don't confuse all this stuff together for strength. It is a weak conference. Now, I'm saying that here in March. If we get to May... And Jokic and the Nuggets and Ja and the Grizzlies are standing there in the conference finals. They can give the middle finger to all those teams who feel that way. But right now,
yes. He's just
holy.
He's just talking.
Forget it. These guys.
He's just talking nonsense.
Wait till they get to the Western Conference finals.
I hope they do smell some fear.
All right. What's what? Well, all right. Hold on a second. What would you rather play with, fear or confidence?
Confidence.
Yeah, that's who this is the real story. Sorry, ESPN guys. Your Nuggets team, if they're guilty of anything, it's overconfidence.
Yeah, I would agree. That's why they give up those little leads, and then they come back and take it.
Right.
Give that back. That's mine. I need mine.
They're not playing with fear. The frustration Malone has is they're so good, they've gotten away with things. Well, they're not going to play like that, everybody, during the playoffs. They're not. They're going to take things a little bit more seriously. Michael Malone forgot about Aaron Gordon. How do you forget about Aaron Gordon?
I know.
It's an
overconfidence thing. It's like, oh, we're just handling it, you know? And then you like kind of just start to zone out.
It feels weird.
But you can't do that in the playoffs, I'll tell you that.
Right, and it feels weird that you zone out in front of 19,000 people with the music and all that sort of stuff.
Well, he's just watching the game.
That's right. That is right. Seriously, Malone just had a brain fart.
He's like, well, why didn't one of my 20 employees, you know, let me know?
Dude, that is a great question.
Like, you have all these assistants. What are they doing?
Jokic doesn't even know what they do.
Yeah.
What do they all do? Has anybody ever seen the row behind the players? They're all wearing the same three-quarter zips as Michael Malone. Nobody knows what these guys do. I'm not even joking. Zips. Like, Jokic has said that. He goes, I don't know what they all do.
Yeah, they're just there. Interns and...
Jokic has three guys that deal with him. Michael Malone, Adelman, the assistant coach, and his trainer guy. The big, tall dude. I forget the guy's name. He's a big, huge dude. He's like 6'8", dude. Good looking fella. Those are it. I think those are the only three coaches that are allowed to talk to Jokic.
That are allowed to talk to him.
I have not.
Does he just mush their face when they just mush their face away?
I have never seen Jokic talk to any other coach.
Go away, peasant.
That's right. Well, hey, we joke about that. Everybody is on their toes around Jokic. You got to understand that, man. Everybody walks carefully around Jokic.
Why?
He's that valuable, man.
Yeah, but I feel like he's not that kind of guy to like...
He's not that kind of guy, but he just...
He probably doesn't want people to feel like that around him.
Everybody's just really careful. They're really careful about Jokic. He's one of the guys and all that.
Well, it was like Peyton, when Peyton was like that. Everybody's like real, well,
yep.
Let's not do anything crazy here.
Right, if you're an assistant linebackers coach, you talking to Peyton Manning?
Yeah. You're not going to coach him.
Right.
You'll talk to him.
So if your primary...
Don't talk to anybody.
If your primary job is getting Colin Gillespie through a rehab shooting session, are you talking to Jokic? First of all, you're looking at me like, who the hell's Colin Gillespie?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Like, exactly. He's of the 15 guys on the bench, he literally is 16. He broke his leg in the summer league. He's a draft pick. He's from Villanova. He's a talented guy, but he's on a red shirt year. He has coaches that work with him before every single game.
Okay.
I'm telling you, like, there's a coach, Derek, that works with Colin Gillespie. That guy's not talking to Nikola Jokic.
Not a chance.
This ESPN crap is such a bunch of crap.
Well, yeah, they're pushing a narrative.
Fear? Fear. The Nuggets are the one who knocks. They are the danger. They're the one that knocks.
They are the storm.
That's the greatest scene. Are you Breaking Bad guy?
Yes.
When Walt comes in and tells his wife, I'm afraid. I'm the danger.
I'm the one they're afraid of.
I'm the one who knocks. That's the Nuggets. The Nuggets are the one that knocks, ESPN. not the other way around. This is the Drive on the Fan.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Hey, guys, look it. It's Joel Embiid and James Harden.
Oh, imagine that. The scaredy cats.
What happened? The recovery is it's amazing. Oh, I'm glad they're okay. Man.
They're like, yeah, we'll play against Dallas because they're falling apart.
Well, the Sixers had just been there. Hey, Joel Embiid with a dunk. The
calf looks all right to me.
Ah, what a recovery.
Wow. What a turd.
Soft. You know what's awesome, though? We have that now against Embiid and the Sixers forever.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. Scrappy will join us.
Soft.
I'm so glad Joel Embiid recovered from this tough time in his life.
Oh, my. And Harden. Yeah. And Harden, too.
Oh, yeah.
Harden's back as well.
The Dodge brothers out there in Philly, man. They dodge, dip, dive, duck, and dodge the Nuggets. I mean, seriously.
So weak.
This is confirmation. A better look for Embiid would have been to sit this one out, too. Because then everyone would have said, you know what, maybe he's actually hurt.
Right, but they're losing so many games in a row now. They've got to, you know, try to figure it out. And, they're at home, too.
Well, he did squint. He squinted a little bit when he landed.
By the way, for the record, though, I am more than fine if Jokic does not play against the Suns on Friday after playing Thursday. Because it's one of those weird back-and-forth games. If they were on the road for multiple days, okay, but they're not. It's like a Thursday, Friday, Sunday sort of deal. I'm A-okay if he doesn't even go on the trip.
Yeah, but did you see the injury report today?
Yeah, I think it's a troll amongst trolls.
It's hilarious.
I think it's hysterical.
But I think you've got the order backwards. I think it's setting it up for him to sit tomorrow night and then go play in Phoenix. Why would you list him as questionable today unless you were considering that?
Well, first of all, you have to list everybody, and tons of guys listed as questionable play. Tons. Happens all the time. I think they picked out calf tightness as the troll amongst all trolls.
Probably.
I think it's hysterical what the Nuggets did. I would be stunned if Jokic doesn't play tomorrow night.
I'm just saying, put it in your head that he may sit tomorrow to play Durant in Phoenix Friday night. Because you and I agree he's probably going to miss one of the two. I just think we disagree on which one.
I'm fine with it, if that's the way they want to handle it. Could you beat New Orleans without Jokic tomorrow night?
Probably not. No. New Orleans is kind of on the rise. They're kind of on the rise right now. And I think with the Suns, it's more about sending a message to them because that's who you're going to play in the second round.
Man, would you be bummed if you do spend all that money for those four seasons and Jokic doesn't play?
I don't care.
You don't care.
Yes.
All right. So
I don't go to see a certain player. I go for the atmosphere and the game.
Right,
and
okay.
Whatever.
Well, the atmosphere will be great tomorrow night.
I'm not like, Jokic isn't playing.
You're not going to make a sign? Pay $2,000 to see Jokic.
Like, shut up.
$2,000. Wait, are you sitting courtside?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to see you on TV courtside.
Yeah, bud.
All right. He should bring a sign.
No.
That would be so funny.
Oh, just as a troll job.
Oh,
not
man.
Like a serious side.
That'd be great.
He always makes fun of the 8-year-old kid. I paid X amount of money.
I drove all the way from Parker to see Jokic.
Drove all the way from Lone Tree. Had to rush out of work. I missed the movie.
I skipped Roger's movie to see Jokic.
Could have saw Air.
There's your side.
I skipped Air to see this.
I broke Raj's heart to see this.
To watch DeAndre Jordan play 15 minutes.
Well, Thomas Bryant would finally play again.
Oh, you're right.
DJ's not getting, I mean.
I go for the real superstar on the team anyways.
Who's that?
MPJ.
Is he your guy?
Look at you.
Superstar.
I think that's a shot at you, D-Mac.
I know what it is. Hey, listen, man. Listen, Bruce Brown and MPJ were getting into it because they will not pass the ball to MPJ. They got to figure that out, guys. You can laugh at me all you want. He's the second best player on the team.
He is.
Okay. All right, fine. You're down by five. There's 90 seconds to go in the game. Who you want to take that three-pointer? Jamal or MPJ?
MPJ.
Jamal.
Who's hot?
Jamal.
Jamal's Jamal. That means he's 8 for 19, and he's 2 for 7 from 3. Meanwhile, MPJ's like 7 of 10, 3 of 5 from 3, and he hasn't touched the ball in 5 minutes. Because that's how every stupid game goes. I'll do it again. Who do you want to take the shot?
MPJ.
Jamal.
Jamal.
Of course you. I'm not even talking to Jackson Pollock over there. I want MPJ to take the shot because he's a better three-point. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the entire world.
Did you forget what Jamal did in the playoffs?
In the world, Craig.
2 years ago? Which one of those guys has proved it in the postseason?
Oh, my God.
His name's Jamal Murray.
You gotta get the ball. You have to actually touch the ball to be able to prove it, Will. Drew, everybody else.
Looks like we won in a 3-2 vote. If this is a democracy.
All right. Stupid democracy. Avs tonight. Final score. Big game tonight.
I don't.
Okay. You don't care? Go.
No, it's not that I don't care. I mean,
give me a score.
4-1.
Good. There are two numbers you couldn't lose. Go.
5-3.
KJ.
6-3.
Jackson Pollock.
Avs win 3-2.
I'll go 5-3 Avs with an empty netter. Miko gets one, not two, and he's one short of 50. And we get some nice drama on Saturday against the Stars. We'll spend some time looking at Steelers lineups. That's it. You and James? James here already? Can we be talking to James right now?
James is here.
Hi, James.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
We should fire Michael Malone.
Michael Malone.
Fire Malone. Fire everybody.
He's right.
DSD next.